It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're going to spend some time now with America's largest minority, Latinos. Their numbers jumped in the last census and are growing fast. Sociologist Ruben Rumbaut has been studying thousands of children of immigrants since the 1990s.
The population growth of Hispanics has been stunning. That population was estimated to be about 4 million in 1950. It is over 50 million today, and it is about 16% or so of the total U.S. population, but it is expected to reach 25% of the total U.S. population in less than two decades.
So the growth remains huge. Now, these days, most of that growth comes not from immigration, but from Hispanics born in the United States, and these young Latinos are growing up immersed in two worlds.
To be bicultural, to be bilingual, means to feel comfortable in two cultural worlds, to feel comfortable and proficient in two languages, to be able to dance salsa, to be able to enjoy TV programs, movies, songs on the radio, and so on, that touch on many different genres. The U.S. American culture is a multi-layer construction made up of the contributions of many people over many, many decades. So the Hispanic or Latino contribution will be one more that will be layered upon that.
This morning, we begin a series called Two Languages, Many Voices, about bicultural Latinos and their impact on education, entertainment, religion, technology, and the workplace. We begin in a small town in Iowa called West Liberty.
Iowa's Hispanic population has almost doubled in the last decade. Latinos still make up only 5% of the state, but West Liberty is the first Iowa city with a Hispanic majority. NPR's David Schaefer reports.
Downtown West Liberty, Iowa is quintessentially Midwestern American. It's both quaint and historic, with reddish brick buildings lining brick-paved streets.
What we're coming up to is 3rd Street. It's
walking past the bank, the renovated theater, a hair salon, restaurants, and shops, Mayor Chad Thomas says West Liberty is thriving. And he says about half of the businesses downtown are Hispanic-owned.
If you didn't have the Hispanic population here in town, yeah, we would be much more like a lot of the smaller towns, and there would be a lot more storefronts that were empty. And
next to Paul Revere's Pizza on 3rd Street in West Liberty is Tienda La Luna. Next to the American Legion Hall is the popular Acapulco Mexican Bakery, among others. And many of these Hispanic businesses are not new. Mayor Thomas says this growing eastern Iowa town of 3,700 has had a significant Hispanic population for decades.
I mean, we're very unique in that, you know, there's folks in this community, in the Hispanic community, they're here on their fifth, sixth generation.
52% of West Liberty residents identified themselves as Hispanic or Latino in the 2010 census, up from just over 40% in 2000. The first surge in Latino immigrants arrived in the 1930s to fill jobs in what was then a Lewis Rich turkey processing plant. That plant, now West Liberty Foods, is still a draw for immigrants, but the bulk of the recent increase in the Hispanic population in West Liberty is in the growing established families. Many of the recent newcomers to West Liberty are those like Mayor Thomas, who moved here with his wife 11 years ago, seeking a quiet, friendly, small town and diversity.
A big factor for us, since we were thinking about kids, was the dual language school program. The thought of our children being able to go through the school system and come out speaking Spanish relatively fluently.
¿Todos escribieron 100,000?
Sí.
The dual language program in West Liberty schools was the first of its kind in the state. These fourth graders learn all of their subjects in both Spanish and English. West Liberty Elementary Principal Nancy Gardner says the program is voluntary, with half of the spots reserved for kids who speak English primarily at home, half for those who speak Spanish.
And in the end, all the students then become bilingual, biliterate, and bicultural.
The dual language program is now in its 14th year and is so successful it has a waiting list and is now a model for other Iowa school districts. Parent Martha Rodriguez says the program helps the younger generation hold on to their culture while giving them a competitive advantage. In addition, Rodriguez says her kids are able to build cross-cultural friendships.
My kids have always been doing good with
either both Anglo and Hispanic kids, to hang around with both.
Was it that way when you were young?
No. It was completely different when I was young.
The 42-year-old Rodriguez immigrated to West Liberty from Mexico when she was 10. And she says back then, she and other Hispanics felt more isolated and segregated in West Liberty, especially those who didn't speak English well. But Rodriguez and others say those tensions, for the most part, are history.
We don't have the conflicts we used to have in the past.
Jose Zacarias moved to West Liberty from Mexico in 1984 and took a job in the turkey processing plant. As soon as he learned enough English, he found work elsewhere. But he sunk his roots in this close-knit small town, saved his money, and 20 years ago bought this old farmhouse on a couple of acres on the outskirts of town.
As you can see, this is a very quiet place and nice. Before they built the school, that was about 8 years ago, this was heaven.
Zacarias raised three boys here. Two are off at college, the third working full-time. And if that's how you measure success, he says, he's done okay. Like others here, Zacarias says at a time when Hispanics elsewhere around the country face an anti-immigrant backlash, it's refreshing that the small town of West Liberty is clearly trying to embrace and celebrate its diversity. David Shaper, NPR News.